T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, what'd you guys think about, before we get back to our other sports, something was going on here at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday. That little promotion done by Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest fighters of all time, one of the greatest promoters outside of a guy named Muhammad Ali of all time, with the Paul brothers. What'd you think of it, the whole thing? I'm just curious.
I thought it was a circus. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was ridiculous. Grabbed his hat and ran. What are we, in third grade?
Yeah, that was that was the first, by the way, just to grab a hat and
got your hat, Joe. I got your hat. Come chase me. Let's fight. Let's get our security teams to fight. I mean, come on. I mean, I get you're trying to promote this thing, this joke of a fight or whatever it is, but or this exhibition, I guess we should say. But it was just, yesterday was just stupid. Like, if that wasn't staged, then I don't know. I guess I'm out of it at this point.
Well, they're trying to promote the fight.
Right,
whatever it was, whether it was it started, and Kenny over Magic 102.7 was there yesterday for it, and he said it started obviously playfully, and the two brothers standing there, and the one brother supporting the other brother, Logan and Jake, and then he goes, man, I think they lost it for a second. I think it went from showbiz to so that stuff's all, like, later on Floyd Mayweather said, it's all good for business, man. You know, I'm getting paid. This is a business, man. I'm getting paid as much as I can.
But it looks bad for Floyd, much worse than the Paul brothers. Like, Floyd's a legitimate dude, right? Like, he's legitimate.
I'm not a big fan of either Paul brother, but I do appreciate guys that have found a way with no talent to promote themselves.
Right.
No, and I mean it. Like,
I get it.
They have gotten one of the greatest fighters who's 44 years old. People been trying to fight Floyd Mayweather because it's good for a payday. And he's pretty much said, I've made my billion. I'm done. And then these guys come along. I don't know how much he's going to make. He said, because he's getting ripped a little bit for fighting these guys. Like, dude, what are you doing? You fighting your neighbor now? Well, you going out in the back and fight your neighbor? And he's going, no, I'm going to make $100 million for doing this. And I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way you're making $100 million.
What is it, $49.99? Is that what it was, Hollywood? Is that what you said?
Yeah, plus a free T-shirt that you have to pay shipping on.
Yeah, but okay. but so.
But even if they do get 1.5 million buys, that guy's not making $100 million.
They're gonna make a lot of money on this thing.
Not $100 million.
A lot of people want to watch Floyd fight. The problem is, I don't know. Can you even bet on this thing? Are they going to have like a realistic line?
It's an exhibition. I don't know. Can you bet on exhibitions? I don't know.
I would think there's no way to bet on something like this, because who wants to take those huge bets on Floyd? Like, those bets are going to come in, right? People are going to bet $1 million just to get the small little payout. But that to me is a problem. If you can't bet on it, that kind of makes it a little bit of an issue.
Well, this thing would have been a lot better if it wasn't an exhibition and they said this is just a fight. Because we've seen this exhibition thing before with Tyson. And it was basically, the rule is, don't try to knock each other out. Well, that's why people watch fighting. They watch to see a knockout. And there's nobody I'd rather see get knocked out. I just can't decide which one of those two brothers I want to see go first. They get knocked silly. And they got I give them credit. They got Floyd Mayweather to buy in. I don't know what the guarantee is. I don't know what percent of the pay-per-view he's getting. But he must have done business on it. He's a smart business guy and said, I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm doing it. You know it's bad. when Conor McGregor comes out and says, dude, what are you doing? What a joke. And the question is, does Floyd break the rules and go, this is the last time I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and knock this kid out.
What if the Paul brother breaks the rule and then throws a, you know, tries to knock him out?
I'll miss.
Good luck.
I'm just saying. What if he goes? How many times you
seen? Hey, let me ask you. How many times have you seen Floyd knocked out? That would be never.
Right.
50-0.
The irony of this whole thing, though, is that people like Joe, who will complain up until the bell rings, I mean, he will be there at the fight most likely. And if he's not there, he will probably buy it. But I imagine he'll be there.
That, first of all.
So you'll rip it up until the second it starts, and then you'll be there for it.
On my behalf again.
I know you're going to be there. I plan to be there with you.
Well, you need to stop inviting yourself. I can think of a lot of people I'd take besides you if I had two tickets. You're not going to be number one on the list.
Don't act like a tough guy. We already said if we sit ringside, we're going to wear suits.
I didn't say that.
Yes, we did.
I did not say that.
Jeez.
Act like a tough guy on the air.
All these pay-per-views, it's incredible. UFC, you got some good cards there, and some of these heavyweights, we've talked about the heavyweights look like they're back, although they don't fight. They fight each other every 7 years. But they've got – this is about the sexiest that the heavyweight in boxing has been in a long, long time. And
– everyone loves the circus, Joe.
Nobody's making $100 million in those. These – are you telling me that many people are that big a fan of a 44-year-old Floyd Mayweather or one of those Paul brothers that they're going, I got to buy it. $50, got to buy it.
Yeah,
and it's going to do 1.5 to 2 million pay-per-views? I don't get it.
Well, here's why maybe you can get it. We have a huge fight coming up this weekend with Canelo, who's like the biggest fighter in the game. We haven't mentioned it. We've been talking about Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul morning.
Well, because they did that, whatever that thing
okay,
was.
Okay, but
yesterday.
I'm just saying, like, that's kind of a crazy thing here. Like, that fight is getting ready to go. They're expecting a huge crowd at the Cowboys Stadium for that thing.
So
and
why doesn't
we're talking
Canelo,
about Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Why didn't Canelo grab his hat if he had one on and take off running?
What he should have done is punch, what is it, Tyson Fury's there. Isn't he there? Like
yeah,
the
Tyson Fury's there,
room?
Too.
Yeah.
Vic Bermudez is up there. I mean, he's covering the whole thing. He's in the Canelo bubble again.
Don't you say anything about Canelo to Victor. He'll fight you if you ever say anything about Canelo. So, yeah,
I don't know if this guy's another stiff that they put in front of Canelo, by the way.
How many people are going to show up at Hard Rock? I wonder what they're expecting for that, by the way.
I don't know. It's a 15? Great question.
15,000?
I was thinking 60.
Stop.
Shut up.
60 people? Or 60,000.
This could be Floyd's last fight. It's a historic event.
At this point, it should be. This is embarrassing. I mean, look who he's fighting. Are you kidding?
I mean, we could joke about this all day. I plan on being there. Zach, I don't know about you, but I plan on being there. And Joe, I know will be there.
0% chance.
I'm not buying it for sure. Why? By the way, all you got to do is get up early in the morning. Somebody's already got it out there for you.
Early in the morning, about an hour after the fight, it's on there. If you're not getting it some other way.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to pay for it, you can. There's ways to watch it. But
Right. Just call Hollywood 20 minutes before the fight.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I plan to be there.
Yeah, no, but just send me the
link. We're really not surprised. By the way, 305-567-0560, as whatever that thing was yesterday. But Kenny goes like, I think it was real. I go, Kenny, it's about promoting a fight, man. This is a time to get people thinking about for next month. And trying to get people to, hey, maybe I will fight this. Looks like it's bad. And Mayweather's talking about fighting both of them, calling them the fake fighters.
Now that would be a fight. Put them both in the ring or a tag team or something. Maybe I'd watch it a little more for that.
They must not be that much of a fake fighter because he's fighting one of them in the name of M-O-N-E-Y, man, that he knows all about. Hey, by the way, what do we got coming in on the text machine?
All right, we'll focus on the little fight right here. It says, when it comes to the buys for the Paul Mayweather fight, you're focusing on fight fans, maybe not taking into account what Paul brings. He's got a huge following that'll buy in, though I think Joe just mentioned it. Yes, he does. It's a non-fight crowd, but you still think we're going to get 1.5, 2 million buys even with just the Paul following?
I can think of a lot of things that are a lot better to do with $50.
All right.
Mike?
anything. Go to Taco Bell and buy Taco Bell for the neighborhood. I don't know. Wow. All right, what else?
Oh, I thought you were going to say maybe get a Mother's Day gift.
Don't worry about my Mother's Day, okay?
Wow.
I just asked you how big it was for you. Why did I even ask? I should have never asked you.
It's not Christmas, is it?
I mean,
I did say it. I deserve it. I did say that.
You did say that.
I did say it. I said, I think I threw in birthday, too. It's not.
No, Joe, it's not Christmas.
Is there any way both Paul brothers and Mayweather could all get knocked out together? Two people with no talent, the most overrated fighter of all time. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about overrated.
Why would anyone not want to fight Mayweather? He never hurts anyone in a real fight. An exhibition, no. Guy won't have to take a shower before the guy goes to dinner.
That is true. When was the last time we saw Floyd knock somebody out? And now he's being told he doesn't have to.
I mean, don't say he doesn't hurt people.
Oh, no, he marks her face up.
He's handed out some severe beatings.
No, that jab, which I'm guessing he still has, is...
He hits you with it enough times.
You can cover up in your
Yeah, I'm
your
sure for
face.
12 rounds of that, it's fun.
Is that how many rounds this is?
I don't know how long this crap is, but I'm talking about the other fights where he has handed out some pretty good beatings. I know they're not flashy, but come on.
Well, he beat up on Pacquiao, and Pacquiao was 70.
That Pacquiao's hurt.
Yeah. Nice job.
He got hurt 5 minutes before the fight.
Your hands hurt, and you decide to take the fight for the money anyway. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he broke his hand putting his glove on.
Someone said $49.99. Instead of that, I'd rather watch Joe and his wife argue over Frankie. I would pay that also.
If you told
me I had one or the other.
We're all good.
Until Sunday.
I'll be fine Sunday. I will be fine. Listen, nothing can be worse than that guy knocking on my door. At 9 o'clock at night, there it is impossible to just think as that door opened and thinking, "What have you just done to my life? What were you thinking coming back here?"
How about this one?
You would have thought, by the way, with as bad as the week has been, you could have made a reservation somewhere.
What else you got coming?
Joe's going to go to brunch at Arby's now.
Don't laugh. What else you have?
I'm sorry. I would pay $200 to see that fight. Either an overrated woman-beating fight dodger loses or an internet sensation who can't shut his mouth gets embarrassed. I call it a win-win.
I guess. Well, nobody's knocking Floyd out. That's not now. And Floyd's got to decide what he wants to do and how it's going and what he's being told and showbiz. Because if he wants to knock this guy out, I think he can knock him out.
The chin
will be there.
Right. Someone says he ducked Pacquiao for years until he was 60.
Yeah. By the way, there might be some truth to that. Pacquiao was in his prime. I don't know how badly he wanted to fight him.
Joe, how about this? This might be, if we can get this on the undercard, I'd pay $49.99 to see Woody fight Frankie. It's a win-win, Joe.
First of all,
I'm available for the undercard, but I know Chad Ochocinco's on there, too.
That's right.
Let me tell you, F&F, freeloading Frankie. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you something, man.
Hollywood have a chance to put him in a ring together?
No, he's in bad shape, man. My man doesn't take care of himself. I mean, he's been you talk about a guy who walks around with a dark cloud around him and never leaves, and he just has accepted it. And he bounces back from whatever. He gets let go from jobs or something. He just bounces back. He's fine.
You think Hollywood
And just when
take
you're
him?
Thinking he can't find another nasty woman, he finds one. God bless him. He's brought about seven of them now to the house. So, I mean, he has just been, yeah, but Woody would hurt him. And, by the way, Frankie would probably go, it's okay. Feels good. He wouldn't even bother him. Can I stay? He just go, can I stay?
Someone just said they pay $200 to see Joe fight Hollywood.
That'd be a quick one.
I'd pay $300.
Yeah, but imagine how sick Joe would get cutting weight.
You know.
Well, we're not cutting weight for this fight.
I would have to shed 80 pounds to even get close.
There he goes. Now he's over. Now he's over the friggin' weight again.
I'll fight at 195 if you want, but like that's gonna be really
tough for
you.
You're right about one thing. I'm not getting down to 200. That is no
shot. Light heavyweight at 205. That's the best I can do for you.
All right.
Someone said there's a bare knuckle and slap fighting thing this weekend down here. I'd rather see that than that crap.
I don't like that.
Are those things still going on?
Yeah,
I know
it's a little rough to watch.
You ever watched it?
There's a slapping thing this weekend here in Miami?
I don't know about the slapping thing. I've seen the bare knuckle thing. It's a little rough.
Yeah.
It's not fake.
Yeah,
it's
I've
not
noticed.
Fake. It's not. No fake. One's stealing anyone's hat in those press conferences.
No. Hey, we got we'll jump in 305-567.
Plenty more on Mother's Day.
056. Yeah. All right. Well, we got Alex Winberg going to join us. We're going to talk to him, having a really good season, like a lot of guys with the Panthers. He's going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes here. First, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend. While everything's going on here in town, you got some time, you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, please stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and see what 2021 is looking like. And I could start with the Tahoes and Suburbans because I think they're just – the new look is unbelievable. Congratulations to Chevy coming out with that fantastic look and more space. And you're going, wait a second, the Suburban's already been the big dog for space and – those Tahoes. I go, yep, and they got roomier for you. Got great deals on those. Hey, but I want to spend all my time just on those, even though I think they're fantastic. If you like a lot of space for you and your family, you can't go wrong. We got great deals. Silverado trucks, a perfect truck for your lifestyle. I know we have it. Strong, durable Silverado trucks every day. And the new, by the way, midsize SUV, that new Traverse has never looked better, never had more space, and never had better deals than they have for you right now. So if you still want all that space, you still want to be important, want something smaller, and you don't want to be able to still have a fantastic look, you get it all with that brand new Traverse. It's fantastic. The Equinox, the Chevy Blazer, I go on and on. To handpick a couple, because I never mentioned a Camaro or Corvette, that is just the new Corvette is just ridiculous. Of course, they're having trouble keeping them in right now. But we got something for everybody in the whole family. And if you haven't been to Chevy recently, take it from me. Get out there. Get out there and take a look. You're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Fantastic deals. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. It's never looked better across the board than it does at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Stop by this weekend. You're going to fall in love. I promise you.
Drop pass for Toronto offensive end down to Wenberg. Down below the goal line. Thinks about wrapping it around. Out to the high slot. Forsling. Wenberg right circle shot. He scores! Alex Wenberg off the crossbar and in. And the Panthers win it 3-2 in overtime.
All right, you heard the call. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan from the Florida Panthers. Alex Winberg going to join us here for a couple minutes. Alex, thank you for the time this morning. Really appreciate it. Two games left to go in the regular season, on to the playoffs. How much fun has this season been for this team and this locker room?
I mean, it's been a blast. Obviously, it's a different year. Everyone didn't know what to expect when coming in, but I mean, honestly, right now, the team is unbelievable. The guys stay and we're doing really good. So it's been amazing. But still a little work left to do, you know?
Alex, what's it like to play the same team so much, man? You guys talk about when you get ready to play and you look up and you go, man, I've seen this guy a lot. What is it like knowing that not only these two games, but opening the playoffs with them?
Sorry, say that again. I cut out a little bit. My bad.
Oh, that's all right. We're having a little trouble hearing you. I'll try it again, though. What's it like to play against the same team over and over again when you know them so well, like Tampa Bay? All right.
Think about lost him. There he is.
Hey, you know what, Alex? We'll try you back. We'll try you back later, man. When you get back in there, we're having trouble hearing you, buddy. Anyway, so thank you. As we try to get a better connection here, thank you, Alex. Why don't you try him? See if we want to try him again or wherever he is. Sounds like he could be in the garage on his way to.
Right, get in the car.
Yeah, underneath or listen to us, or he could live in Davie where none of the cell phones work. That was a real crap show right there, man. That just was really not going where, man. That was just
Still better than Beasley.
Our man threw up. That was brutal. Yeah. He was in the other room. We haven't heard from him.
Well, I mean, that's what we compared to,
right?
My man
came home from – he came home from the NFL draft from Cleveland, and he just disappeared. His buddies must be busting his chops. They're going, wait a second, bro. There is no way it was Mexican food. Just tell the truth, man. As a man, if you drink too much, you got to tell people, I drank too much last night, all right? I puked. That's all. So, all right, we got Alex. Let's try Alex again. Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Something in my head and going on.
No, man, you sound a lot better. So I want to ask you, playing against Tampa Bay this Saturday and Monday and then the playoffs, you talk about knowing a team going back to preseason. What is it like to play against the same team, especially when you guys know each other so well?
I mean, obviously, it's really different. The scouting report is just getting bigger and bigger. You get to see them all the time, so you know what players are and know how to play. But, I mean, it's just a part of it. Right now, we're going to play in these two games, and I feel like it could be a great way to get that going before the playoffs. You have a little chance here. These games, they matter, but not as much. So you can feel each other out, and then when it's puck drop in playoffs, you're just busting right there. So it's gonna be real fun for sure.
As a follow-up to that, is a home ice that important to you guys right now? Is that something everybody's talking about in the locker room, or is it not matter because you're going to have to win on somebody else's ice? What's your thought?
No, I feel like it matters. Obviously, you want to win every game you play, and right now we got a good chance to. But the only thing we can do is just we can affect things on our own. Like, we can only play the games, win the games we can, and right now these two games, like, if we win or lose them, yeah, for sure, it doesn't matter. But I feel like where every game you play, you always want to win. If we can get the home advantage, that would be huge for us because then we got a little bit of extra energy coming in, a little extra excitement. So that's something for sure we look forward to try to accomplish.
Alex, we talk to Coach Q each week here on the show, and each week we talk about what's going on with the team. And I bring up Barkov each week and the level he's playing at. You're on the ice with him, or you see him, and you see him every day. The level that Barkov is playing at right now for this team is just incredible.
Yes, I mean, it's something else. Every day he plays, you just stand there and look at him and like, wow, who is this guy out there? Because I played against him in the past, but right now when you're in his teammate, you have to see him every day, like even practice till games, it just blows your mind. So I'll say it's a hell of a player, and I mean, you just it's actually an honor to play with him because he's that good. So it almost helps your game a little bit because you see stuff he's doing on the ice and like, wow, can I try to do that as well? So an unbelievable player, and he's the biggest key to our success for sure.
Alex, I don't know if I've ever seen, I say this to Coach Q every week, where you've had so many new free agents come in, trades work out so well, guys you bring up, everybody pretty much throughout this season has played well. You don't see it like this a lot. Have you even been a little surprised on how many guys, if you break it down, how many guys are having really good seasons?
I mean, obviously before a season, you don't really know. There are a lot of new faces, a lot of people got to find like their role in their team. But I feel like that's where the coach and management did a great job. Right there, right away, we kind of like got into a mojo where we felt like guys fitted into a certain role. And like you said, even though guys come at trading deadline, I just feel like the whole core of the group is so strong and steady. And like, every guy in the locker room is such a nice guy. So it makes it easier for them to come in and feel comfortable. So I feel like that's a part of the success right there, that the team is just getting along so well. And everyone, you can see it in the eyes. You feel like everyone having a lot of fun as well. We're excited to play, which helps you with your confidence as well. So I feel that's probably the best answer to that question, that when you come into a group that's like kind of like find their mojo a little bit, guys that comes in and adds on to it, kind of like just tag along with that feeling as well. So
I'm glad you said that about having fun. So who's the biggest clown / prankster in that locker room? Who would it be? Give me that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a different year because half of the year here we've been sitting in separate locker rooms. So the funny part is like some guys you haven't even seen like all year in the locker room. So the guys in my locker room are having a blast with Jandal. He's a great guy. He makes you laugh. He makes you smile during games, which I think is great. And then guys like Hornquist is great, like great guy to have. He's just like energy gives you, but he's also joking around, making fun of you, which is also good because I feel like at the end of the day, you need to laugh a little bit during these games. Like even though it's that serious, you want to win between periods or whatever, you need to have a smile on your face. You can play a better hockey for
sure. And then who's the badass on the team? Who's got your back? Who's that one guy that if you have to fight and you're going, All right, Alex, get out of the way. I'll take care of this guy. Who's that guy on the team? Who's that guy you want to take out with you?
I mean, my go-to guy, he's missing next to the locker room, is Gouda. So I feel like it's pretty good backup to have. Right there, he sits there with his big beard, and he's I mean, if something would happen to me, I'd for sure look over to him and be like, hey, you want to help me out here? You come in a heartbeat. So that's an amazing guy, too, yeah.
Alex Wimberg from the Florida Panthers joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Alex, I thought it was weird also that you guys were playing basically every other night all season long, maybe with an extra day here or there, and then all of a sudden 5 days off before you play Tampa twice and then see them in the playoffs as well. Has this been a weird couple days or a good couple days for you guys to kind of relax and get your bodies back in shape before this playoff run?
You know what? I mean, the season's been, like you said, it's been every other night, and then all of a sudden right now you get a little break. So it's kind of nice to get to relax your head a little bit, because I feel like that's a big part of it, like your mental game. You just have to be, like, on top of it all the time. So I feel like these couple of days, it feels like you've been more tired than ever because you just had the chance to relax and don't do anything. So I think it's a great way before playoffs, kind of like you just got a couple of days to ease down and then you ramp up again and you have that new energy you've been saving up. So I feel like you just got to take advantage of this this opportunity with the schedule that we had.
Alex, I want to ask you this one, and I hope you'll tell the truth and don't give me the company line on this one. You have a hat trick against your former Columbus team. Come on, man. How nice was that? How many guys you high-five after that game going, damn, that felt good? How's it feel to be able to do that?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really known for being a big goal scorer, and especially Columbus, it was always the worst that I never shoot the puck or whatever. And then to get it on your own team that bought you out, I mean, I wouldn't lie to say that I had a huge smile on my face and kind of like walking around pretty proud after that. So, and I mean, it's almost too ironic is that the same team I announced that we were having a baby. So like the whole day was just so many like emotion and excitement, then score a hat trick. It was just, I don't know, till this day, I don't know if any other day can beat that right now. So it was an amazing day. And the way you just panned out, it was, I mean, it's almost too good to be true.
You know, I know it doesn't sound like you're that kind of guy, but to see the like their GM and go, hey, kiss my ass, how do you like that? That's not you, right? That's not your style, right, Alex, to do that, so.
No, I'd rather show in the ice. I'm like, you know what, I'll do a hat trick instead of saying something. So I'll try to go that route instead.
I like that. Hey, by the way, Coach Quinville, he's, oh, don't talk about me for Coach of the Year. It's about my players. What's it been like playing for a guy that's got that kind of resume?
I think he's been great. Obviously, like I heard about him from a couple of guys, and they say he's like, you know what, you're going to love him as a coach. And I feel like the way he's coaching the game and how he approaches players and helps us out, I think it's a hell of a coach. And like you say, there's no secret to his success. He's just really good, and he knows the game. And for me, it's been great to come to a new team. We don't really know what to expect. I feel like he's been it's been really good to me as well, so for sure.
Yeah. Well, looking, Alex, we're looking forward to this, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys have just had a great year throughout, 75 points, tied with Tampa Bay, and because of that, you guys get to play each other at the end of the year, Saturday and Monday. So thank you so much for coming on and sticking with us through that phone, man. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Alex Wimberg of the Florida Panthers joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline with a better phone second time around.
Oh, no, he came back strong.
Yes,
he did. Was like you didn't get off to a great start in the first period, but you came back in the second period. And
well, he sounded fine when I spoke to him. I think what happened was he was getting into his car, and you know how when you get into the car, it switches over to the Bluetooth, you know, the speaker? You know about that. It happens to you all the time.
I'll still blame Hollywood.
How does everything go back to me? Right. Whatever you – why didn't you talk about some of the Dolphin players we had this problem with before we figured it out?
Well, it wasn't a bad phone. It was just that I think he was switching to his Bluetooth
that.
And then everything
but
was
But I thought
was good.
He maybe lived in a condo and, you know, it's not always great reception there. So, anyway, right now I want to tell you, why do you always bring it back to me? God, what a jerky. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock for just a second. I love talking about Air Around the Clock. I'm not singing on a Friday. I'm just telling you, if you have an air conditioning problem right now, I want you to know that Air Around the Clock is going to be there for you like they have for like 40 years now. You know, Big Daddy started this a long time ago with one truck, And the great tradition continues with Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of those guys, making sure all of your air conditioning problems are taken care of. One thing I do know for sure, in the last few days, it has been hot, it's been humid, and I don't know about you, but I sure am glad I got my new Rheem air conditioning units, two of them, over the last couple of months. And if you need them, well, I'll tell you what, Air Around the Clock and Rheem and the partnership is fantastic. Great financing available, 90% approval rate. So don't sweat it this hot summer coming up. Stay cool with the help of our friends at Rheem and Air Around the Clock working together for you all over Broward, all over Palm Beach, all of your air conditioning problems. Yes, trained and certified technicians working now, working tomorrow and Sunday, 7 days a week for you. Special financing, always very competitive prices. Hey, they're going to do whatever it takes for you, man, to get it taken care of quickly. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Air Around the Clock.
Is a burning thing.
Happy Mother's Day to all the women. Listen, we don't have women listen to our show. Anyway, I just want to say an early, make sure you don't mess it up to the guys out there and make sure you get that brunch set up, or if you're going to cook something at home, that's strong, that's effort. Mm-hmm. They like that. Flowers, big beautiful carrot cake. Women always. women always.
I mean, what is it? An old man? Like, come on now.
Where did that go? Was it Father's Day or Mother's Day?
Oh God!
You know, Father's Day is coming up. By the way. I guess it's like in a month, right? Isn't it like a month after Mother's Day?
It's in June, yeah.
Not a big deal to me.
Yeah. It's not Christmas?
No. It's just if the kids, I mean, I tell them you want to make a little card and say nice things and you want to rhyme it or something. If you forget, it's okay. Not.
You've told your children that? That if you want to make a card with a rhyme, it's okay? Like, that's what you've told them?
No, I just said if they want
to. That's what you asked for Father's Day? Like, when they ask you what you want, you say, I'd love a rhyme?
I just like, yeah, put a little effort into it and rhyme it up is kind of cool. So I mean, it's easy. You go Rose of Red and Violet. You can go that whole thing.
But here's the problem, though. Your wife is going to go out, and she's going to probably buy you a ton of tennis gear because that's all you wear. So she'll go to, like, Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. And
by the way, that
up.
Shot doesn't bother me that I dress in tennis because I'm going to play tennis after. So
you are going to play
it
today.
It does not bother me.
Because you dress like you're going to play every day. I know you're not playing every day now.
Wait, so how do you dress, Hollywood? Are you in basketball shorts and a t-shirt?
No, exactly. I'm playing basketball shorts and a hoodie every day, but like he dresses like he's going to play tennis. Like he's got the official shoes, like the whole outfit. And
you've
he's not
never
playing.
Seen him. No, you've never seen him dress for tennis until he comes in with the armbands on.
I've seen those.
Yeah, the armbands, the shorts on the shorts on backwards, or the t-shirt inside out because he's running out of the house early. Right.
Yeah. All right.
It's happened.
All right. So what do we? What do you guys have coming?
Since we're
in
piling
this morning,
on, by the way, Joe has nothing set up for Sunday. Absolutely nothing.
Don't worry about it. It won't be your feelings that are hurt. Don't worry. You're good.
It's been a bad week for you, man.
My week is good. It's going to be great. Matter of fact, I told her this morning, gave her a kiss at 4 a.m. I said, I just wanted to remind you, I love you. And she just kind of looked at me and said, did you do something wrong or what? Mm. I don't know. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. What do you got coming
you
in?
You should have just
morning?
Said, I love you and Frankie's never coming back. You should just do that every day. That's all that matters. She'll be happy if you do that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I want to hear what you're going to say. Much more important.
I like calling him Frankie.
The freeloader.
Freeloading Frankie.
Wow, it's the best. Here's a hockey one, Joe. I was really worried when we got rid of Dale Talon, who was Coach Q's friend, for relatively unknown Zito. But damn, I'm loving this team. We got the championship-winning grizzled coach, players young and old shining. Finally, some hope for more than just a playoff berth. Love these cardiac cats.
They got a little bit of everything, and he has Zito stepped in. By the way, doesn't beat his chest, stays behind the scenes. I was curious, how does a first time general manager work with a Hall of Fame coach, basically, right, with all the wins, and he's been able to drink
especially
out of a cup.
Since his buddy was the GM, his good buddy.
And they were real good friends, exactly.
Right. That's interesting. Zach, someone said, Zach, and don't forget, Joe's got on a Nike shirt, Adidas shorts, and Under Armour shoes. That's from DC Rub. You matching today or no?
I have never, and I know that's a cool kid thing, right? The kids all do that. Make sure if you wear Nike, it's got to be all Nike.
Right.
I got Adidas,
mm-hmm.
Nike shorts, Adidas shoes. I love Adidas clay court shoes.
Okay.
You're a Hanes tighty whitey man, right?
Don't worry about what I'm worried about.
I'm going to be honest, Hollywood. All the stuff you said, that's the most concerning, that you care about.
God, Woody's like...
Woody, man. Go. You need to go play with your Space Jam toys.
You need to go have a weekend with your friends.
Holy moly.
Yeah. What else, yeah?
Tighty whities, Joe. I'm actually glad I'm in the closet now. Roses are red, violets are blue. Joe Rose loves carrot cake, and geriatrics do, too. Someone just wrote you
up. That was a shot.
Early Father's Day.
Somebody did go by the house screaming, I like carrot cake too. I go, yeah, I like that. Sucking up a little bit. That's beautiful.
Joe, that play of Mays catching the ball over Bonds at the wall. I have the picture signed by Mays, Bonds, and Leo DeRocher also.
Come on.
Someone has that. Someone just texted that in. Not the picture, but that's a text.
So all I'm asking, if you have that picture, I'd like to see it.
Right. Let's see it. Tweet it to us or something. We got to see that picture.
Because the thing with Willie Mays, if we're going back to Willie now, and the catch everybody talks about is the catch in New York. And,
right, of course.
And running full speed backwards, catches it over the top and spins and makes that throw. But there are going to be a lot of people out on the West Coast that said that, because Bobby Bonds was in right field and he kind of stopped on the play. He kind of saw Willie come in right center and he stopped, and Willie jumps over him, collides in the top of the fence. If you slow it down, it was going to be a home run. Collides and comes down on top of Bobby Bonds and catches the ball. It's one of the greatest catches. I mean, there's been a lot of great catches, but, I mean, that thing, and I would love to see that, man. I would love to see that slowed up.
Yeah,
that sounds nice.
All right. Let's see. Diehard tennis players always dressed and ready to play. You could always tell a tennis player by the sneakers they're wearing. That's from Raf in Miami.
Raf plays.
Raf definitely plays.
Is that why you go around dressed like that in case a game breaks out?
You never know, man. If I don't have a game, am I ever going to know that somebody in one of the rooms goes, hey, Joe, I play tennis. I got clay courts right down the street. And I go, let's go.
Your racket's in your car, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Someone
why is that so funny?
Right, of course it's in the car.
I like tennis. Right. Yeah, I keep my stuff with me.
I think it's funny that you travel around ready to play no matter what.
I play in all the clay courts everywhere. If there's a good game,
Joe's
travel.
Always ready for a game.
I go on the weekends to Coral Gables and play. Play Doc.
Doctors and
play Doc down there. Doc belongs to every nice club.
Of course.
Doc belongs to every nice club in Dade County.
Is that the same Doc that when you went on a road trip with them, they had a tennis court lined up on a Dolphins road trip for
So I got to tell you, I don't know. I'll just say Doc. So Doc knows all the other top doctors.
Of course.
In all the NFL cities. The guys all know each other and they're all friends. So he calls them and guys, it seems like all those doctors – oh no! I belong to a club that's got really nice clay courts, in Seattle. It was right on the water. We played right on the water. It was unbelievable, and it was like Bill Gates was a member, and like all these people, and they had security at the front. No, not anymore. But the security at the front, and it was just like, and they're going, yeah, his family's here all the time. You know, the limo brings them over. I was like, wow, this is cool as hell. So when he can play and we have extra time, he calls and goes, hey, apparently they got great courts. So one thing about you got to know doctors. They know all the great tennis courts, all the great clay courts. And
have you played on the stadium at Crandon?
Yes, I did. I did. Matter of fact, we played against a couple of professionals. We did. We had a blast. Andy Murray was out there with us.
You played Andy Murray?
Andy Murray was out there practicing because he has a home out there. And he was out there. And I just blanked out on the big, tall American. Who's
Isner.
Isner played with us. It was great.
They better than Ira as far as competition?
I was actually with Drew Rosenhaus. I had to think who I was with. Drew Rosenhaus is out there, another junkie, till he had like his third kid. And then
Yep.
I think we lost him at the second. No, we lost him at the first child. Then he was off the tour.
Anyone else's name you want to drop? No, that I'm done Fed dropping. Show them. Up or
is there what else you got coming in, Zach? He's right. He's right. All Nobody right. wants to care about this.
How is it that the guy who has an annual sausage party is laughing at a guy who's always ready for a tennis match? It comes from DC Rob.
Hey, listen, man, you got to find hobbies to try to keep you in shape. Right. I got a new walk-in buddy at night when I don't play. Meets me at 4:30. Talk sports or flipping around for 4 miles, 3 miles. So I'm just trying everything, Zach. I'm trying.
How'd you guys meet?
Father right. time. So what else you have?
You guys meet on like an app or something?
TC Rob wasn't taking a shot at you. He was taking a shot at you know who next to you.
I know.
I want to know how you met your walking buddy.
I wish that Hollywood knew my walking buddies. They're the iguanas that walk down Orange Drive. That would be nice if Hollywood could.
I got to tell you, these parks where there's water, they are getting. Have you noticed the iguanas are getting
huge.
Bigger and bigger? There's got to be over at Vista View some 25 to 30 pound iguanas now.
Oh, these things are humongous down Orange Drive.
Humongous. They have, I mean, South Florida, we got a problem. I mean, I think, you know, all the different colors and of them and stuff. We got some scary big ones now. I mean, they are. I wish whoever likes them to eat iguana. Wish you'd start hunting them.
Oh, my God.
No, we got some work to do.
Right. They just head down from the turnpike all the way down to Vista View Park. You could get about, I don't know, 10,000 a day.
Jeez. Crazy.
It's ridiculous. Let's see what else. Sorry, Joe, you're wrong. Go back and check my Rick and Davey says he said they should take a safety in the second round. He's already saying he did that. I'm just going past. I don't even say anything about that. We're going past that one. I can't even do that.
Why'd you bring that? Why'd you read that?
Because it just popped up.
Well, don't read what just popped up from him.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it was from him until I saw the number. I keep my golf clubs in my car at all times. You never know when you're going to have a chance to play a practice.
That's just because he's too lazy to move them out of the trunk. I have that same problem.
You know what? That's a great point. For people that play tennis and golf, they keep their bags in the car. That's what they do.
It's not good for the equipment, though.
What are you talking about? How do you know
it's
so
like
much?
500 degrees in the car. It's not good for anything to be in there.
So you think everybody just takes their clubs out all the time? That they leave them in the back. They play a lot.
I leave mine in the back because I'm too lazy. I play once a year. Mm.
Next time Joe's in some trouble, just pay one of the next door neighbor kids to knock on the door and act like it's Frankie Freeloader. Show some guts and bravado and shout him out. Slam the door. Get your wife in a good mood. You're welcome, Joe. Happy Mother's Day. That's awesome. That's good. Good text.
God.
Trying to make you feel better about that.
I'm good. I'm done. No problem. Sunday is going to be a Sunday will be a fun day for Mrs. Ooh. Rose. Yeah. God only knows what we put her through.
By the way, someone wrote again. If Joe was offered a check to box, would he really turn it down? Hashtag Moneyho.
No, I don't think I'd do that.
There's I think at no this way. Point you wouldn't do no. it, right?
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. By the way, I see Chad Ochocinco is still going to fight, or is he off that?
He's on the undercard.
He was there yesterday.
Right, he's on the undercard.
I mean, I know. What's he doing?
Getting paid.
How much is he getting? Is he on that $600 plus? $600 plus you get a piece of. Who's he fighting?
He has to, I don't know, but I know that the whole thing with him with this Mayweather thing is he worked out of Mayweather's gym. So he's obviously friends with Floyd. Floyd got him on the undercard.
Getting some of Floyd's money. Floyd goes, I'll get you cut.
Right. Joe, nothing wrong with being ready. Everyone I know has a basketball in their car. No difference at all.
By the way, there's another good one.
Right.
Nobody
right.
takes the basketball out. Leave it in.
Yeah, of course. I have a basketball in my trunk.
Oh, okay, but it's
in
all
case
right
the game
your...
breaks out.
Yeah. All right. That's good. All right, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. This is going nowhere. Man, you've been hard on me this week, by the way. You have been a little bit rough. We're gonna have I believe today, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. So we got all kinds of stuff. This Aaron Rodgers stuff is amazing. I don't know which reports are accurate. Now one of the guys he's close to says there's 70% chance he thinks that he'll go back to Green Bay. He's just getting everything worked out and what he wants to do. And some have said, yeah, they've offered him $45 million a year to quarterback. Jeez. And so we'll find out if it's that, if they got to start doing it, a little ass kissing knows what it sounds like they have to do. So maybe it's not over in Green Bay. But he's a different dude now. That is a different – when the birds all fly one way, that bird flies a different way. There is no question about that. 9 o'clock hour is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.